I lost 65 pounds in 7 months with 5 simple fat loss habits. And in today's video, I want to break down every single habit that I did in order to drop that weight. And most importantly, learn to keep it off for the rest of my life. Some of these things might be new to you. Some of them might actually shock you. Some of them might be just review. But either way, after watching this or even listening to this, you'll know exactly what you need to do to build a lifetime of health and fitness. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the channel. My name is Josiah Novak, and I run a company called thetruetransformation.com. For the past 15 years, we've helped busy professionals with kids and families lose weight, keep it off, and most importantly, transform their life using the power of health and fitness. I used to be overweight too, 65 pounds overweight at my highest point in my early 20s. And today's video is really about breaking down what I did to get past that really rough stage I was in and ultimately get to where I am now, which is a dad, a business owner, a husband who's also healthy and fit without sacrificing my family, my work, and my social life. I have a really nice balance. So today we're jumping right in. Today's most important lesson is sustainability. And one of the things that I found to be super sustainable as I dropped 65 pounds and ultimately did a lot of unsustainable things. But one of the key lessons that I learned is that I don't have time to do a lot of working out, right? As I got older, I had my career, I had my business take off, then I got married, I had 2 kids, and I had 2 kids back to back. We had our 2 boys 18 months apart. So our lifestyle got really busy really fast. Early on in my weight loss journey, I was actually training twice a day. I would wake up, I would do morning cardio, and then I would come back to the gym later on and I would do a workout and another session of cardio. So I was spending probably like 3 hours in the gym at my peak, which just wasn't sustainable. So instead of trying to do what they call a double split, my biggest habit that I learned, you know, in my late 20s as I was really trying to work on keeping the weight off, was to walk more throughout my day. So instead of trying to do a long morning cardio session of 45 minutes and then do another one later in the day for 45 minutes, I started walking little bits at a time. Probably the most easy way for me to set it up, or for you to set it up, would be to walk right after you eat. You know, most of us eat 3 times a day at a minimum, sometimes 2 times a day. But if you can remind yourself to start walking after you eat, that's an easy way to get more activity in. And ultimately, that's really what cardio is. It's just more activity at a higher heart rate than just sitting around. This burns more calories, it helps with digestion, helps with mental clarity, helps keep your energy stable too. Most people think, I need to conserve energy, right? Sit at my desk and, you know, relax. Well, that's actually gonna make you feel more tired. And it's gonna become really hard to lose fat, because at the end of the day, it's a calories in versus calories out game. You have to also handle the calories out part. It can't just be a restrictive diet that, you know, slashes calories and then you go work out 3 or 4 times a week for 45 minutes. That's not gonna do the trick. You need to move more. So my number one fat loss habit to start is walking after my meals. Even if it's only for 5 minutes, it really starts to add up at the end of the day, and it trains you to start being more aware of your activity and your movement. So over the years, I've gone from 2 cardio sessions a day to just little walks throughout my day. And don't get me wrong, I still have days where I go out for a 30-minute walk. I still have days where, you know, I'll go run for 30, 45 minutes if I'm training for something performance related. But the number one way that I get the most steps, believe it or not, is I go coach my kids in their sports. So a 90-minute football practice where I'm walking around the whole time, think about that. That's 90 minutes of movement. It's no wonder it's easy for me to hit 12, 15, even 20,000 steps some days, especially days that I'm coaching. So walking after your meals is step number one. Let's go to habit number two. The habit that I learned kind of the hard way as time went on and convenience became the name of the game is having healthy options on standby. You know, we talk all the time about what not to eat. You know, don't eat the cookies, don't eat the chips, you know, stop snacking, stop having ice cream. Well, the thing that I always tell clients is like, don't bring that in the house. You know, when people join our True Transformation program, one of the first things I say is like, let's start cleaning out your trouble items, you know, your foods that you just have no willpower around. For me, it's Nutella. You know, if there's Nutella in front of me, man, I'm probably gonna have at least a spoonful of it. And that one spoonful could lead to 2 or 3 or 4, and then it gets real ugly really fast. I had a client, I remember one of the executives that I work with, and he said peanut M&Ms were his crack. Like, he just couldn't say no to peanut M&Ms. So I told him, hey, listen, when you go to the movies with your kids, you can pick up peanut M&Ms, one bag, and that's your only time, since you only go to the movies, you know, maybe once a month, once a quarter, you know, that's when you can have your peanut M&Ms, because you don't have any willpower around it. So don't bring it in the house. But there's a flip side to that, and that is having the healthy stuff on standby. You know, it's one thing to not bring stuff in the house. It's another thing to not bring the good stuff in the house. So for me, it's always having options that I know I can quickly put together in a pinch, when I'm in a hurry, when I'm in a rush, and I need something healthy. For me, one of the first things that comes to mind when I think about foods that I always want to have around is Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt cups with a little bit of flavor in some cases. Dan and Light and Fit is my go-to brand, but it's easy for me to just grab two of them and quickly get like 20, 25 grams of protein. And no fat if it's not fat Greek yogurt, and minimal carbs. And then you can throw stuff in it. You can grab a handful of berries, maybe even put some whipped cream on top if you're feeling crazy and dangerous and you want to have something really delicious. You could combine the Greek yogurt with something crunchy like a rice cake. But having these healthy options on standby is really, really important. It's also important to have cooked protein. You know, convenience is the name of the game. So sometimes, you know, our clients will meal prep, but sometimes they order pre-cooked meats that they can just heat up, put into a wrap, put into a salad, put on a healthy pizza, you know, something that's going to taste good, but requires little to no cooking. You could even have, you know, things that you could throw in the air fryer. You know, we go to Costco and we buy these healthier chicken strips that have, you know, minimal fat, minimal carbs, and high protein. Throw them in the air fryer for 15 minutes, and all of a sudden you have a really delicious, high protein, healthy meal. Having healthy options on standby is habit number two. And I started to learn this the hard way, you know, once I had kids, and getting to the grocery store became, you know, harder, and I would forget, like, oh yeah, I need to have that stuff. And so what would end up happening is I go for convenience, and that's the DoorDash, it's the Instacart, it's the Uber Eats, you know, it's the stuff that, you know, like, ah, this isn't going to help me stay on track, and it can be a slippery slope. So make sure you're just taking inventory every single week. What do I need to have in my freezer, in my refrigerator, in my pantry, or in my cupboards, so that I can just grab it when I'm ready to eat and I can stick to my nutrition plan? All right, so habit number three is water. Back when I was losing 65 pounds, my go-to strategy was just drink a gallon of water a day. And honestly, I don't think it's a terrible strategy. You know, I'm talking about some of the strategies I've changed and some of the new habits that have formed from some of the poor habits that I had before, or some of the unhealthy and unsustainable things I was doing in the past. But a gallon of water a day is one of the things I think translates pretty well to my life now. Now, I may not carry around a huge gallon of water, but in my head, I still want to try to hit that gallon, because for me, that's typically going to keep me hydrated. My size, you know, my activity, the climate I'm in. For some of you, it might be a little less than that. Some of you might need more than that, depending on where you live, what your, you know, tolerance is to the heat, how much you're sweating, all that kind of stuff. But the takeaway here is water is a huge, huge ally when it comes to losing fat. Oftentimes we mistake being thirsty for being hungry. You know, we reach for something salty or something sweet because we're trying to kill that craving that we feel, but really it's just a thirst issue. And if we chug, you know, half a liter of water, all of a sudden that craving goes out the window and we're no longer reaching for the unhealthy snack that has too many calories. So best habit here is to carry around water with you. You can have like a really nice, fancy, you know, Yeti water bottle of some kind, or you could just carry around a gallon of water. It's old school, but hey, it works. It doesn't matter what you do as long as you get it done. Having water on standby is key. We as a family, we invest in a water service. So we get water bottles delivered a couple times a month, and we have a water cooler. So our kids always have access to water. I always have access to water. So I'm not drinking tap water. I'm drinking higher quality water. And that's just something that is part of our daily routine to keep the weight off, keep healthy, and maintain a really strong control over our appetite. So, you know, if you're watching this and you're wondering, like, all right, what are these, you know, what is the real secret here? You know, like, this all makes sense, but I have a hard time implementing it. And what I can tell you is, at the end of the day, most people struggle to implement changes because they don't have any skin in the game. All right, skin in the game means you invest in yourself. You set aside resources on a regular basis to invest back into your health and fitness. And if you're out there trying to do this on your own and you're just really, really struggling, the next step from here would be to get refocused by getting skin in the game. First step would be go to the link that we have in the descriptions below and even in the first comment that will take you to what we actually do. What is the True Transformation truly all about? And really what it comes down to is it's a system and a process built for busy executives, business owners, parents, people who have a busy lifestyle who are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. And you know you got to do something. You just need that motivation. So check that out. We've helped well over 7,500 people just like you make a permanent lifestyle change in a way that's sustainable, that's actually enjoyable. And we surround you with a community that truly is unbelievable. The support is out of this world. I use it every day to keep my head in the game, to keep myself on track. And I'm 20 years deep into the fitness game. So what does that tell you? It tells you that this is a powerful opportunity. So check that out. Speaking of the next step in getting skin in the game, one of the things that is a key habit of mine is constantly investing in my personal development. And it started in my 20s where I was investing in health and fitness coaching, learning about the game of fitness. What do I need to worry about? What is important? How do I keep my physique and my body healthy? How do I look, feel, and perform at my best? So I hired a lot of coaches. Some of them were terrible. You know, some of them were really cheap coaches who didn't take the time to explain anything. They just sent me a cookie cutter diet. And yeah, you know what's crazy is I actually learned a lot from that. I learned about what not to do. I became their best student, their best client. And I used as much as I could from them. And then I found great coaches who really taught me just how to be a great coach. You know, they taught me a lot about fitness too and being, you know, in a sustainable routine. But they changed the way I viewed coaching and the way I viewed what I call just a hack, an unfair advantage to getting ahead in life. And that's translated to today where I'm always reinvesting back into myself because I want to be the best version of me. And you might already be doing this. You might be watching this and be like, yeah, I totally get it, man. I'm successful. I've been investing in coaches too, but my health and fitness is just lacking. I would say, well, where are you investing with your health and fitness? Like, do you have a significant amount that you invest back into your body that keeps you accountable? Because if you're not paying for something, you're probably not paying attention to it. Like, think about the things we pay attention to, our cars, our house, our business, you know, our careers. We put a lot of time and resources into those things, and it's no wonder we pay close attention to them. But when we look at our bodies and we look in the mirror and we're like, man, dude, like I've let myself go. I have a gut. I'm, you know, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight. I'm unhealthy. My family has a history of health issues. I could be next. And you're not investing anything back into it. Well, that's the secret. You got to start putting resources into that. And that's a habit that I can maintain to this day. And honestly, I still invest in my fitness, you know, from signing up for new adventures with my fitness, for pushing myself to new levels, getting uncomfortable, challenging myself, seeing what I'm capable of. You know, that is something I constantly reinvest back into, and that's why I'm able to maintain a really high level of fitness. So the final habit that I think is most important, and I think, once again, I'm going to talk about nutrition here because nutrition for most people is the area they struggle the most. And it's because we eat more than we work out. We're surrounded by food. It's hitting our hormonal response, meaning it's almost like a drug addiction, right? Where we're like, dude, I love food and I love sweets and I love the crunch and the snacks and all that. So what is another habit? Well, another habit for me is having go-to meals. Meals that I just go, yes, I love that meal. It has a good amount of calories. It's not too many calories. It tastes good enough. It's easy to put together. I enjoy it. And I can put it together in a pinch, right? It's kind of like having go-to options on standby, but these are actual meals that I put together that I can just do in my sleep. You know, some of the things that would fall into this category would be protein pancakes. Like, I know how to make great protein pancakes that taste amazing, right? I know how to make a high protein pizza that tastes amazing in like 5-10 minutes. I know how to make breakfast sandwiches. I have these Novak breakfast sandwiches that I, you know, my clients absolutely love. These are things that I'm like, if I am at my wit's end and I don't want to think about what to make, I don't want to think about putting together a crazy meal. These are just my go-to meals that have high protein, controlled amount of calories. They fill me up, they taste good, and they're easy to put together. So what, you know, you're probably thinking is, well, I don't have those. Like, how do I figure out what meals those are? Well, that's where you hire a coach. You know, you hire someone who gives you options and says, dude, check these out. Like, these are my go-to meals. Try them out. Let's see if it works for you. And most likely, some of them will. You'll start to build a Rolodex of your go-to meals that you can have in a pinch that taste great. And these might include eating out at restaurants. Like, I have meals at Chipotle, meals at Jersey Mike's. I have meals, where else do I have meals? I have meals at Chick-fil-A. Like, believe it or not, I have a go-to meal at Chick-fil-A. It's so good. even just thinking about it, like, gets me excited. So grilled chicken nuggets on the house market salad, or market house salad, whatever they call it, with fat-free honey mustard dressing. That's my go-to. Just order it, eat it, enjoy it, and you feel great afterwards, right? And you know you hit your calories. So go-to meals, huge, huge strategy. So I appreciate you guys watching. If you watched to the end, first and foremost, thank you. And like the video if this one helped you in any sort of way. Let me know in the comments, what was the most impactful tip, or are there things I missed? Feel free to push back at me. I know, you know, I get a lot of hate online at times because I say things that probably ruffle some feathers and get people a little uncomfortable, and that's okay. I'm not here to say I'm right about every single thing. What I'm here to do is impact you in a major way, help you get out of your comfort zone, help you start to make changes, help you take the first step in your true transformation. That's my job. So feel free to let me know in the comments. What do you think? Is this helpful? Is it not? What would you add? What would you take away? And if you aren't already, please subscribe to the channel. You might be listening to this on the podcast. First of all, thank you for that. And please subscribe to the podcast as well. We have some resources for you to take the next steps. It's our 3M Action Guide and also our True Transformation Program if you're serious about making a permanent change. You can check the links out in the description of the video or in the first comment. But that's all I got for you today. Thanks for watching. Hope these tips and strategies will help you. Use them. Go take action right now because life moves fast. Go make it count. Talk to you on the next one. Peace.